Hey guys, welcome back to the Penthouse 5 podcast. In this episode, I'm talking all about how to get your band or yourself as a musician onto an agency. Really quick though, before we get into that, if you're a musician and you want to learn more about being in a covers band, wedding and function band, or the music industry in general, then click the subscribe button for daily videos. Anyway, let's get on with the video. So as I said, we are talking about joining an agency, whether you're a band, a cover band for weddings and stuff, or part of a duo, any kind of musical act. It's quite simple to join an agency. You just need a few things before you can join. So the first thing you need is a promo video. This is a promotional video of you playing, your band playing, and it's just to demonstrate your ability, what you sound like. If you need help making a promo video, I've already done a video on that. So click this video somewhere around here. Also, there'll be a link in the description. So yeah, you need a promo video to display your skill set, what you sound like, what you look like. The more professional you can make this, the better dressed you are in it, the better the sound quality and the overall production element of this, better chance you have of joining the agency. But that's definitely one thing you're gonna need is a promo video. And at the very minimum, you need one of these. The next thing you're gonna need are audio tracks. Again, this can be one of the tracks that you've taken from the promo video or a few clips, but really I would say you probably want at least two. Obviously, the more you have, the better that is. But this is just really crystal clear audio, good sound quality of cover songs that you're doing in your band or your act. Next off, you're gonna need some details about your band. Some agencies will ask you to fill out forms. Some agencies will just ask these questions outright in an email for you to fill out. So these questions can be from the price of your band, where you're traveling or where you're willing to travel from your location around the UK or whatever country you're in. If you have your own PA system, if you have your own lights, how many members are in the band, what instruments they are, all these details about your service. What is your product? What is it made up of? What are you providing in your service? The best way to actually go about this, I would recommend, is going to check out a few bands on different agency websites and see all the details that they're listing, what their price is, maybe some pictures. What does their biography say? What written content do they have on their websites? And things like that. Get as much detail as you can that relates to what other bands are saying, and then obviously put that in your own words. You obviously can't copy and paste what they're writing because it's not good for your band to get found and, you know, you might get caught out, which is not a great thing. Really what agencies are looking for are top quality bands. So what really needs to stand out is your promo video, photos, and audio content. If these all sound and look great, then you're on to a really high chance of joining that agency. And then they will probably reach out to you and ask you all these questions, these filler questions. Another thing you're definitely gonna need are high quality photos. So you're gonna need to book yourself a photo shoot because you're gonna get judged on them by these agencies. And that will, again, with your promo video, those two things will go hand in hand in whether they decide to put you on their agency list. And one of the most important things after you've applied for an agency, or maybe even before you apply for an agency, is are you gonna go exclusive with this agency? Now, if you're a band or an act just starting out and you haven't joined any agencies yet, I highly recommend not going exclusive unless you're really sure they're gonna get you a lot of work. Basically, an agency homes a lot of acts that they want to represent. They get you great quality gigs, and depending on how many acts they have, it depends on how many bookings you're gonna get. If they have 500 acts, for example, it might be quite unlikely that you're gonna get like 50 to 100 gigs a year, because unless you really stand out, this is kind of highly unlikely. So if you're unsure whether to go exclusive with an agency, your best bet is to reach out to multiple agencies that you want to join. Agencies that represent maybe the kind of act that you are, okay? So what you really wanna do is reach out to multiple agencies, join as many as you can, don't go exclusive with any just yet, and see what kind of gigs they're gonna get you. My band, Penthouse 5, has joined multiple agencies, and a lot of them have asked us to go exclusive, but I've always said no, because until you start working with an agency, you don't know how many gigs they are gonna get you. For instance, an agency you join might say, can you go exclusive with us? And you say yes, then they don't get you any gigs because they represent 200, 300, 400 bands, and then you don't have any gigs and you can't join any other agencies. So yeah, just be mindful of that. I would recommend not going exclusive straight away. Another thing the agency is gonna ask you for, if they do accept you onto their books or do wanna take you on, is they want a unique name for your act. So that basically means that you have to come up with another band name or another name for your act that is not yours, okay? So my band is called Penthouse 5, and when we join an agency, we cannot call ourselves that. All it means is that you are on their website under this particular name, and if they go and search that name, then they won't find you under any other agency name. So therefore, the client can't find you anywhere else. They have to book through that agent, and therefore the agent gets their cut. So that's all that's for. And one little bonus tip before I finish this video, if you are gonna join multiple agencies, which is what I recommend, make sure you write down the ones you do join. Make sure you get a contact name for the person that you are liaising with on this agency. So if Karen is in charge of your band on this agency or your act, then make sure you write her name down. You've got her email address and phone number or any contact details you have for her. Okay, write down the agency name, write down the name of your new band name that you have now for this agency. And these details will come in handy when you have multiple agencies that you are working with. And really what's key to this tip is being really friendly and on time with these agencies. Basically, the easier you make it for them, then they're gonna have a good relationship with you, which is gonna lead to more gigs for your band, your act. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. That's all the tips and stuff I've got for that. If you've got any questions, leave them below in the comments. Really appreciate you watching this one. As I said, if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. I'm putting out daily videos on all this kind of stuff. All right, that's it for now, guys. So I'll catch you on the next one. Peace out. I don't think you can handle that. Looking sexy, looking fly, but it's just